You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? How much do work, health, relationships matter? What about happiness, meaning, money, and love? What if you're alone or anxious, ill, or in pain? These are the questions we explore weekly on the top-ranked Good Life Project podcast, hosted by me, award-winning author, four-time industry founder, and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned experts, iconic writers, and researchers, and while everyone from Olympic gold medalists to world-shaking activists, A-list celebs, musicians, and more, all with the single goal, to help understand what it truly takes to live a good life and to feel a little less alone along the way. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Here's a program from our archives.
Octopus take about 4 years before they're ready to mate. And once the mating and childcare is finished, well, so are they. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., next to a glass tank, which is home to a Pacific giant octopus. These animals live in very cold salt water and can weigh up to 100 pounds. For such a large and relatively intelligent animal, it's unusual that octopus would lead such short lives, but as it turns out, they live just long enough to complete one of nature's most important tasks.
Their lifespan is dominated by sexual maturity.
Tammy Gray is a museum specialist at the National Zoo.
So a female, when she lays her eggs, she goes into a cave. She lays about 80,000 eggs up in this cave, and she stays with them for about 6 months, taking care of them until they hatch out. And at that time, she starved herself to death. So when she comes out of the cave, after all 80,000 babies have come pouring out of this cave, then she comes out and she dies.
Now, if it seems to you that the female suffers from empty nest syndrome, consider that her partner won't even last as long as she does. The male octopus apparently loses his appetite right after he mates.
But the male, once he mates, they only mate once, they're pretty much done. And he has behind his eye there's some sort of gland that basically shuts off so that he stops eating.
For transcripts of this and other programs in our series, please visit our website at www.pulseplanet.com. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.